established residential area. I could have gone a lot of places next to tourist development, but I chose here because I thought this is safe. I know it's single family residential, and it's not always been that, not going to change.
20 seconds.
We have senior citizens who purchase homes to live out their life in. We have families with kids who get on the school bus. We have second homeowners who want the extra expense to buy a home so that they wouldn't have to be next to the tourist industry. There are plenty of locations that people can go to do the nightly rentals. They aren't living there, and they aren't coming there like they say. The property, the people who are managers, they don't even know the people. As I discussed in my presentation previously, the nightly rentals are not appropriate here. It is the responsibility of planning and zoning to delineate and separate residential from commercial properties. Granting a permit for nightly rentals in the middle of a single-family residential neighborhood is breaking their responsibility.
Thank you, Linda. Rolla?
Yes, sir. My name is Rolla Dean Price. I live at 1216 Oakwood Drive. There's two ways to get to this property. You can go down Cedar Lane, or you can go to Oakwood Drive, right there. There is no speed limit sign from that corner all the way down around. It is a safety issue because they go 35, 45 miles an hour in front of my house. And I disapprove of this being, I bought there and built there in 1994 for the same reason that she did. This was a residential area. I don't want the tourists down there. I know Johnny Morris has got Paradise Point, but those are all condos. All this subdivision is single family dwellings. I am completely, totally against it. I own lots 15, 16, 17, 48, 49, and 50. I own actually 5.5 lots in that subdivision. I'm against it. Period.
Thank you, Rolla. Nancy Lauer? Is it Lalu, Lauer, Luke?
Yeah, we'll go.
Antoni, all right.
Yeah, yeah.
What can I say? We oppose it as well. We live on Lemonwood Circle, and we've kind of went through the same thing in the past year or two. Some other folks, which I don't want to get into that, that are renters. And I agree with everything that's been said over here, so I don't want to keep on going.
Linda did a good job.
We're all homeowners. The majority of us are homeowners. We're not just parking a car there and living down in Texas or in Oklahoma or somewhere else. We want to live there. We came there 15 years ago for a reason. That whole place has always been residential from day one, and we were told that by the people that sold us the house. And we're there to stay, and we're there to stay forever. We just don't want people, you know, we have a renter next to us, let me tell you, had. You know about that. So I don't want to go any further. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Well, I don't know if they know for sure the history in Lemonwood, but there was two nightly rentals, correct, that came through that were denied.
Two.
Actually, one of those has come through the court system. The owner's put on probation, and my understanding that it's still continuing to get rented. Is that correct?
That's correct. You're
right. So the prosecutor's still, but they've been denied in Lemonwood.
Okay. Yes.
Thank you. Tom?
Thank you for Linda's talk again tonight. The reason I think planning and zoning made a mistake on that approval and that voting was the voting process. The first meeting on October 10th, the chairman was not present. How many people here are against it? Raise your hands. We did the same thing on October 10th. More people, you know, a large number of people were there too. On the October 16th meeting, that was not talked about. the chairman had none of that knowledge. There was, to my knowledge, no minutes of the meeting that the chairman was able to see. All the requests against it, the letters that were sent against it previously, the chairman didn't see that. That was not talked about on the October 16th meeting. The other thing that happened on the October 16th meeting, which Susan talked about, is the majority of the conversation was about the buffer. The buffer was changed. The commissioner was really happy that they came up with an agreement on a buffer, and I believe 100% that vote was based on that decision on that buffer. It was not based upon all the objections. It was not based upon the negative score of that property. It was not based on the reasons that it should have been based on, and that's why I think that there's a failure in our process.
Thank you. Jim?
You guys got a real firestorm on your hands. My name's Jim Unger. I reside at 2092 Graham Clark for 28 years. I've got three homes there. One's my son's, one's my daughter. It's in a family partnership. I bought nine and a half acres adjacent to Big Cedar to keep Big Cedar from infringing on my property. Part of Clevenger Valley Beach subdivision. I've been before the council, I've been before planning and zoning before, 7-8 years ago, had a lawsuit filed. Had several legal opinions from Armstrong Teasdale, Tim Trinicki, which is a senior partner, drafted and was responsible for a lot of the legislation in small communities as well as state regarding real estate. This is strictly residential property. You're looking at commercial development when you looking at nightly rentals. That was part of the legal opinion. I filed a suit, one in civil court and court of appeals. We are a family. I've got my brother who bought, Tom and Susan, bought out of the estate, who I was executor of, my parents' home. My sister lives immediately adjacent to this property. We're talking about nightly rentals. I'm very familiar with the area, have maintained many of the properties adjacent to it for years. There is absolutely no parking available for boat trailers. We've had numerous problems on the boat docks. And we are strongly opposed to any nightly rentals in this residential area. This is strictly commercial development moving into residential, and you're looking for a lot of legal problems because, you know, that's, again, commercial and residential. And we look for your support to keep these areas in this residential area in particular strictly residential so we can enjoy it with our families and our grandchildren. Thank you.
Thank you. I think I got everyone. Did I miss anyone? Howard, were you on planning? I just want to talk amongst ourselves. This one I've always had some issues with, how this got passed or why it was passed. Were you at planning and zoning when this was?
He was not there. He was absent at that meeting.
Did you?
Honestly, I don't recall.
I wish
okay.
All
right.
As many with that, I do remember the.
I was just surprised that with as many people that were opposed to this, that this was approved by planning and zoning. Scott, were you there?
Well, I've met every meeting, but they all bleed together.
The parking wasn't an issue?
That's what I just, without being at the planning and zoning.
Well, he meets the parking requirements for the guidance code. I mean, if you.
Because garage parking is part of the parking requirements. I don't think that's
and the buffer was satisfactory?
That's what they agreed on, yes. It was negotiated, which is done very commonly at the vote night, which now is the same night as the public hearing because we only have one meeting a month. But it says within even the deal, these are staff recommendations unless revised by the Planning Commission. So they negotiated a buffer that satisfied between them and the applicant, which has happened in the past.
Yeah. You don't record that? Recall this one?
I have concerns just realistically with the parking and understanding it's a lake property and knowing the location and boat trailers. The roads are narrow. It's hard to get to. And to me, this is like the perfect case of the Planning Commission and also Board of Adjustments to consider compatibility with neighbors.
Yeah, I would have had issues with this one.
The fact that it's also been established.
Yeah.
I have a problem, too, with this concept hearing. I know we got an opinion from the lawyer that that was okay, but when you put out a flow chart like that for the public and then you don't follow it, that's an issue. So, even though that's not a reason for denial or approval, that's my opinion. So I understand where you guys are at.
Any other discussion amongst ourselves? Any questions for the applicant or the property management company? Are we ready to make a decision?
Are they?
Maybe.
Yeah. Please. Well, I'm going to limit you to 5 minutes.
That's fine. I don't want to bore you guys. I just kind of want to address a couple of the things because previously when this property was rented, it was by a very large property management company that probably did not manage their properties as they should have, did not monitor them. We drive by our properties, as we said, late at night, make sure that there's no parking in the streets. And we do recommend that all of our guests park their boats at Long Creek Marina, rent boat docks, that kind of thing. We monitor the parking situations very closely. We don't want any problems with the neighbors. We work very closely with neighbors at our other properties, with our owners. So parking really isn't going to be an issue, in my opinion. And with the occupancy limit as well, we often ask people, you know, how many cars are you bringing?
What is the occupancy?
It'll be 12 for this particular property.
It's 12, 6 cars.
But keep in mind it is most of the time families, not couples. It's a 5-bedroom home, so most couples aren't going to want to sleep in a living room, and most of the time it is families anyway, bringing small children. They just want to come and enjoy the lake, Silver Dollar City, that kind of thing.
And there is access to the garage in two different areas. There's one facing the road, and then there's the double car garage up if you go up the driveway and around. So there is adequate parking without parking
on
the road.
And should we end up renting this property out, our phone numbers are posted on the outside of all of our properties, so if there was ever an issue, there would be multiple phone numbers for the neighbors to call, and we would be there within minutes to take care of. We have kicked guests out if they have ever.
Right. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Do we have a motion to approve the appeal?
I'll make a motion to approve the appeal based on not adequate provisions to address general compatibility with the adjacent properties.
Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
Do we have any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Was it 4-0?
4-0.
Thank you very much.
I didn't get it.
I did.
Final case number 18-04A, Paul Riazanski.